And you're listening to Unusual Sources here on 93.3 CFMU FM. I'm Brendan Stone, co-host. Doug Brown's not with us today. Just continuing election coverage. Last week, I spoke with Phil Taylor on the Taylor Report, reporting on the Sarah Jama campaign launch here in Hamilton. There's a slate of pro-Palestine candidates across the city. And on Saturday, I was one of the many people at the campaign launch for Kodjo Dampte, NDP candidate on Hamilton Mountain. He's been endorsed by the Hamilton District Labor Council as a progressive candidate and is part of the progressive grouping that includes Matthew Green and Sarah Jama. So I spoke with Henry Evans Tenbrink, fellow executive member of the Hamilton Coalition to Stop the War, as we were both present at the campaign launch recently for Kodjo Dampte on Hamilton Mountain. So we'll be talking about that. Later in the program, there's some coverage of Canadian and international affairs from the Taylor Report. But first, we have this local coverage of one of the pro-Palestinian candidates, so let's go over to that now. And we're back here on Unusual Sources, 93.3 CFMU FM, broadcasting to Hamilton at 93.3 on the FM dial, and the rest of the world at cfmu.ca, our online streaming service. I'm pleased to be joined today by Henry Evans Tenbrink. He is an executive member of the Hamilton Coalition to Stop the War and a delegate to the Hamilton District Labor Council, speaking on his own behalf today as a witness to an energetic campaign launch. So, Henry, thanks very much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, Brendan.
Well, I know you've had a lot of exciting things to talk about with all that you've seen in the last few weeks. We have this snap election, and we've had some candidates that are pro-Palestine candidates, I guess you could call them. The Hamilton Coalition to Stop the War is endorsing any pro-Palestine candidate in the Hamilton area, regardless of party affiliation. So that's people like Sarah Jama running as an independent, people like Kodjo Dampte running NDP. And you and I were at the campaign launch on the Hamilton Mountain, where we live, of Kodjo Dampte's campaign. So, I mean, there's a lot that could be said about that. Both you and I got there around the same time, if not at the same time. And I think what stood out to me at the outset was just how large and diverse the gathering there was. It seemed to be an overflow. I mean, you've seen that constituency office. They pretty much had, what, twice as many people there that could fit in the office?
Well, Brendan, you're right. It was an exciting gathering. And fortunately, they had a sound system set up that those of you who were on the outside could participate as well. As far as pro-Palestinian, I prefer to refer to it as pro-human rights people, because this you know, the whole issue is about human rights. Not only what happens to people in other countries affects us as well, and I think the human rights aspect is what needs to be addressed. Although, yes, you're right, there were several people that spoke in favor of supporting Palestine.
Well, yes, in general, it was a human rights-oriented crowd, not just in the audience, but many of the people speaking on behalf of Kodjo, and we'll hear about that soon enough. Certainly, it was a diverse constituency. I'd say there are 3-4 main groups of people assembled in the audience there. Audience is not the right word. It was more of a rally. But there were the kind of groups you would expect to see at an NDP campaign launch. So there was labor, organized labor unions, the NDP stalwarts, people that are involved with the party itself, social justice activists on a variety of issues, but also members of the Palestine movement. And that's something you don't always see, or that's rather novel coming to an NDP launch. So we can talk about that, but certainly it was a diverse and well-represented gathering of people. You probably remember the advertising for the... Yes. Yeah, I mean, you saw on Facebook and Instagram, they had Matthew Green was touted as the keynote speaker, if you will, of this campaign launch. Matthew Green has been out there supporting Sarah Jama as well, these local progressives that in many cases have been standing up for Palestine. I was talking with a number of people, and I was not able to catch all of the talk or speeches before Matthew Green. I understand, I did hear some of, there was a woman talking about school funding. According to the information I've received, that's Tamara Dufour, a designated early childhood educator and president of the Hamilton Wentworth DECE local, and she had been elected to the provincial executive of ETFO. So Tamara Dufour, was she one of the speakers before Matthew Green?
Yes, yes. And I just wanted to add to what you said, Brendan. Not only was I surprised at the size of the crowd, and as you mentioned, the diversity. What was really telling was the caliber of people that were there from all walks of life and from different leadership positions. For example, Rabbi David Miviser was there to represent his constituency, and there were a number of labor leaders there, and a number of coalition members from other community coalitions as well. So it was well, and considering the short time that they had to put this together, made it even more so amazing. But Tamara was one of the speakers, and she spoke on the importance of solidarity, and another speaker was Anthony Marco, who was president of the Hamilton District Labor Council, and also spoke on the importance of solidarity, and as a matter of fact, started the chant, "So so so solidarity," the speeches were all very well received. Monique Taylor also spoke prior to Matthew, but I don't think, as I'm sure most people are aware of this, it's very difficult to top a speech given by Matthew Green.
Well, those people were smart enough to go first then.
Yes.
You mentioned they're community activists, labor activists. Yeah, Anthony Marco, he was also, if I recall correctly, at the Sarah Jama campaign launch speaking.
Yes, he was.
Yes, yeah. So he was representing the HDLC there. We know the Hamilton District Labor Council has endorsed certain pro-Palestine candidates in the region of Hamilton-Wentworth generally, and you can find out information about that on their social media, on the Facebook page, for example, of the District Labor Council. So yes, Anthony Marco. Then we also have, as you mentioned, Rabbi David Miviser. He actually recorded about 14 minutes of the proceedings at this campaign launch. So if anyone is friends with him on Facebook, going back to whatever, February 8th or so that this occurred, yes, you can see a clip of the Matthew Green speech, thanks to Rabbi David Miviser, who brought out some of his friends as well. I know he's just as enthused about backing Kodjo as he is about backing Sarah Jama. So yes, impressive list of people speaking before Matthew Green. And then, of course, he was the keynote speaker. I guess we should get to him. I missed some of the speech, but actually Rabbi Miviser caught all of it anyway on tape. Matthew Green pointed out, at least what stood out to me, is that some opponents of Kodjo on the mountain might point out or complain about the fact that he is an activist. But Matthew Green asked the question, what is an activist? What is the opposite of an activist? Obviously, the opposite of an activist is an inactivist, someone who is doing nothing. But on the contrary, Kodjo is someone who sees problems and the need to fix them and goes out and does that. So he had a rousing fundraising speech. I was talking about how the opposition has big pockets, like the conservatives and the liberals just never seem to go away. So obviously help was needed. And I guess you saw some people giving some donations. They're giving Dougie dollars, right?
Yep. What yeah. Brendan's referring to when he says Dougie dollars is the $200 checks that Ford frivolously gave out, money that should have gone to education and to healthcare.
Yes, it was inclusive the way that Matthew Green handled the fundraising. He said, we don't want this to be like an auction, you know, where we call out numbers, and whoever gives the most money gets the most praise. He says, obviously, people are coming to this from different walks of life with different abilities to donate. So he would just prefer if they could, give what they can, and they can be done discreetly. There's all sorts of ways to sign up and involve yourself in the campaign. They passed out the clipboard there for volunteering. They need a lot of that. They need canvassing a lot. I mean, those guys went out canvassing after Kojo and the others. That's my understanding. They simply
And
went out.
I agree, Brendan. I think it's the way to run a donation campaign because it centers people out. When we're at the rallies and they call out, oh, who can give this money? Who can give that money? I mean, people become embarrassed because they can't give out the same amount that somebody who's wealthy can give out. I mean, so everybody gives what they can, and every single penny, although we don't have pennies anymore, every single penny is important.
Well, I agree. It was done in an inclusive manner that could accommodate everyone. Matthew Green said we should do this in a social democratic way or democratic socialist way of, in terms of how they were handling the fundraising. And of course, that was a prelude to Kojo speaking. And like Matthew Green, he was inclusive. He mentioned all of the constituencies that were represented at the meeting. As I said, there was quite a number of groups there in terms of what was represented in the city and in the riding. He talked about some of the issues that had come before him, such as what Tamara Dufour had mentioned about a lack of access to quality education in parts of the city, shocking poverty in the city that you see in the form of encampments, homeless people, lack of access to family doctors. These are all issues that Hamilton and Ontario desperately want to address.
What impresses me about Kojo, Brendan, is that he not only speaks the words, but he lives what he speaks. And he's proven that time and time again. He's not afraid to tackle controversial issues. And I like that he's proud of his background. His parents are from Ghana, I believe he said. And he was very proud to bring that up. Proud to speak of his father-in-law and his mother-in-law. His mother-in-law's in healthcare. She's a nurse, and his father-in-law is a labor leader. I mean, so and part of a union. So it was really heartening to see that he's basically he's one of us, and he's not afraid to bring that point forward.
Well, that's interesting. Yes, because he was able to talk about how his relatives are rooted in the community, in the city of Hamilton specifically, having built houses or, as you said, been involved in labor leadership, as well as himself having educational initiatives and connections with Ghana and so forth. So it's all very interesting. And you mentioned the controversial issues. He's willing to take on controversial issues. And that was something that was in the background of the campaign launch this week on Saturday, because many of the speakers that came before Kojo, including Kojo, but about four or five of the speakers mentioned Palestine. And that was very significant because I've been on the mountain riding. And so you can see 20 years ago, if someone had mentioned Palestine one time, that would have been novel. We would have been excited about that. But it was mentioned by a number of speakers that Palestine is an issue or that Kojo supports Palestine. So I think that's very significant for an NDP riding.
Yeah, Brendan, you're right. And the only thing I would like to say is that 20 years ago, as recent as 10, you know, t 5 to 10 years ago, people were afraid to speak out about Palestine. Press and Company accepted, like yourself and your father and a number of other people I know who were at the opening of the campaign office. But yeah, it's so important.
Yeah, you're right. A lot of the activists, some longtime activists in the city on the issue of Palestine, were present at the campaign launch there. And I mean, you might see some of them in the group photo that was afterwards, because after that thing was concluded, they brought as many people as they could over for a group photo in front of the constituency office. It was rather larger than some of the ones I've seen at campaign launches. And yeah, I mean, it was, they had to have a very wide angle, I bet. Just, yeah, so I mean, you must be in that group photo.
Yes, I am. Yeah.
So you and a number of friends from the riding would be there. And I think that was probably published on their social media for the campaign. People can probably look that up. So a lot of good things happened there. There's good constituencies that were represented. It also brings up an issue, which is
We need more unity on labor on the issue of Palestine. We see that labor is capable of being part of a coalition with social justice activists, political parties, and so forth to promote Palestine among other issues. I've been complaining in the past, since October 7, especially, where is the Canadian Labor Congress? Where are the large official bodies of organized labor? Because they could be mobilizing a large campaign. We've had some shining lights. We've had parts of the OFL leadership here in the province have been come out supporting Palestine and Sarah Jama. Also, you have Fred Hahn as a standout figure, CUPE, a number of people within CUPE. But as a whole, I guess the giant federations across the country could be doing a lot more on this issue.
Yeah, Brendan, you're absolutely right, and there's so much. We have so many more reasons now why it's so important for labor to coalesce, and not just in Canada. I'm talking about labor south of the border, labor in Europe, around the world, because of the issues we're seeing now that those who we thought are our enemies in the past. A light is shining now, and to coin a phrase, the light on the hill is showing who the true enemy is, and that's our supposed friend south of the border. We see thousands of workers' jobs at risk. We see the economy of our company, our country at risk. Make no mistake, we're in a position of economic warfare now. Our country is in real danger, and not just us, Greenland, Panama, and now Gaza. I mean, I don't know if people have heard this, but Trump is espousing clearing Gaza of Palestinians and making his Gaza Riviera there and opening it as a tourist attraction for people. And Netanyahu is licking his lips over this issue. I mean, he's all in favor of this. We really need to coalesce and come together and to fight this challenge, because if we don't, we're doomed.
Oh, yes. Troubling news about Palestine and what could happen there. It is something that Canadians and Americans could do something about, since our governments are so heavily involved. And as citizens, we have a responsibility and a duty to act. And I suppose there's no better time than now for labor to get in gear because of the threats to so many Canadian jobs, to so many well-paying and good jobs, and the country itself of Canada, at what we're now looking down the barrel of with Trump and his activities south of the border. So I agree completely, and there's a really large impetus for a large number of people to get moving in terms of self-preservation and helping others. So I agree completely and hope to see more on that. For the Cogeco campaign, what are you going to be doing? Are you doing any leaflet drops or canvassing, or can people find you on social media posting about the campaign and photos?
I'll be posting on social media. I will also be part of the sign campaign. I'll be out there putting up signs for Kojo.
Oh, good, because people have been asking about that, and I think we might get two signs if we're allowed two signs. So that's great. So, well, thanks very much, Henry. You've been leading the way on unifying labor with the issue of Palestine and being more serious about all the major threats coming our way. So I thank you for being on the program today, and perhaps there'll be future developments where we can all be commenting on.
Yes.
And that was Henry Evans Tenbrink of the Hamilton Coalition to Stop the War being interviewed about the Cogeco Dampti campaign launch on Hamilton Mountain a few days ago. Part of a pattern of pro-Palestine candidates running in the Hamilton-Wentworth region.